again to another episode of the Spooky Chris Podcast. My name is, and always has been, Chris Ringler, and I am your host, your ghost host, for this little bite of a podcast. You can find all of my writing. I am an author and a couple-time movie maker, general oddball, and merman about town. You can find all my stuff on spookychris.com. I post blogs and occasional stories and such. So if you want to learn more, and, you know, I'm going to talk about one of my books, but if you want to find my books, you can find them all on Amazon. It'd be awesome if you were into, like, indie bookstores and, you know, you had them order it, because they should be able to. So, like I say, I want to talk about one of my books. I have a hard time pushing stuff and pushing, you know, my stuff particularly. I just don't want to be a salesman. I feel weird being a salesman kind of a guy. I don't want to be a carnival barker and be kind of doing the dance to make people buy stuff. If you want to buy my books, I'm super stoked. You know, I think there's stuff that folks would like. I mean, I wouldn't write if I didn't believe in what I wrote. But, like I say, I'm not gonna kind of do the dance, and I don't get anything out of doing that dance. I don't like pushing my books. I've done a lot of conventions. I've been around long enough that I've seen that, and people, you know, they get on social media, and they push, like, share my status, share my book, buy my book, and that's great. It's great when people you know support your work. It's great when people you know support your art. You know, it's, I think it's a little different with bands and stuff, because you're doing live shows and you need that kind of moral support. You know, and if you do book signings, it's great to have people you know, just, you know, showing up for the book signings, because again, you need that moral support. You need people in your corner, because it's not easy putting yourself out there. In the modern world we live in, I mean, people have always been kind of jerks, but in the modern world we live in, you get a lot of people who just think that it's their job to make sure everybody knows that they are not hot stuff. And, you know, anytime you go out, especially, you know, online or in the public, somebody's going to make sure to remind you that you are not the first, second, or third coming of anything. So it's not easy, and you need people in your corner, and that's great. You know, I've had lots of friends buy books, and it's awesome. But the thing with me, I don't want to focus on selling books to friends. If friends want to buy books, great. But, you know, other than a, you know, like kind of like, hey, this exists, it's out there, whatever. I try not to go too far overboard, because people know me. People know I write. If they want my books, they'll track them down. If they want to know more, they'll track me down. And I would rather sell to strangers, because these people have zero investment in you. They have their money, they have their money in their hand, and they don't want to waste their money. They want to, oh my heavens, sorry, my podcasting table's a hot mess, I don't know why. But this is, you know, this is hard money that they worked for. They're not going to give you charity work, so if they don't believe in your book, if they don't think that's interesting, they ain't going to bother. And it's scary. That's a scary thing to kind of deal with. But I like that. I prefer that. I prefer someone who's coming in saying, you know what, this sounds good. I'm interested in this. I want to know more. That means you're doing something right. Return customers and fans means you're doing it very right. I don't know that I have that. I'm still, after 20 years, I'm still, I'm not really there. But hey, that's another story. In a few podcasts, and it's funny, I realized I've put out about almost 20 books. My 19th, I think, is getting ready to come out. I think it's my 19th. In Roots of Ash, and I'll talk about that another time. I posted on my blog about it, but I'll talk about that another time. But it's just, it's crazy. I tweeted this about, you know, I was reading someone, Mike Flanagan, but talking about adapting Dr. Sleep, the Stephen King book, and how, you know, Stephen King has a library. said he's put so many books out. It's like, you know, it's the Stephen King library, and that's just crazy to think. And I sat there and for a second, I'm like, good God, I have 19 books that I'll put out. I've put a library out. Now it's a little free library in front of an abandoned house, but I mean, that's just, I never would have guessed in 99 when I put my first book out, I would, you know, have put out, and by the time, you know, next year comes around, I'll be about on book 20, because I've got a couple ready to come out into the world. So it's just weird. But like I say, I wanted to talk about one of my books. I put a book out earlier this year called Roadkill that I'm awfully fond of. It is a novel. And it's, all of my stuff is horror, but it's, and I don't even mean this in the stupid way, like in a stupid euphemistic, like, it's not horror, it's psychological thriller. But all of my work, it's horror, but it also kind of dances around, you know, dark fiction. And dark fiction to me is anything that's not, like, horror can be a killer or it could be a monster. Dark fiction is more internalized and psychological and dark in tone. So it kind of, it's twins of that. It's, you know, it's horrific. There's definitely monstrous things that happen, and there's definitely horror elements. But it's also, the whole thing is very dark in its structure and tone. It's a book told in the first person from a kid named Spectre, who is the new kid in town. And he is discovering that he is not welcome or wanted in that town, and that the baggage he brings to the town isn't buried as deeply as he thought it was. It's a story about revenge, about truth, about lies. It's a story about small town secrets in the horrors that they kind of give birth to. I really dig it. It's funny because I started, so Roadkill began, I mean, I was a teenager, and I wrote, and it's funny because in my mind, it's this big, sprawling epic that I hand wrote, but I mean, it was, you know, probably 10, 15, 20 pages that I hand wrote in a notebook, and I was super stoked about it, and wrote it, and was like, yeah, I wrote this thing, and it was the story of these two friends. I can't think of the one friend. My main character. I can't think of what his character would have been. And it was a third person book story, but a character named Bubba Deem. Bubba lived on into this. Two friends who become obsessed with killing animals, and they get deeper and deeper into that. And at the end of the story, the kind of these zombie animals get revenge and kill the boys. And so I was super stoked, and one evening I was, I don't know why I was carrying it around, I must have just finished it, I was super stoked, I probably showed my mom, and just, hey, look what I did, and I happened to put it on her car, and I forgot it, and she drove off somewhere, and it was never seen again, and my heart broke, and it was broken for 20 years, just about, like, it was just, I was obsessed over it, and it was funny, because I even started a sequel to it, years afterwards, which will actually, the name of it will be the sequel to the book. There's actually I'm working on a sequel, which doesn't give anything plot wise away, because it doesn't mean, yeah, sequel means many things in this case. I mourned that book for forever, and I just, it was this big hole in me. So years ago, I started kind of fooling around with the idea. I'm like, I kept thinking over and over, I'm going to redo this book. But it was, you know, I didn't want to do this because I'd wrote the thing. Even if it was, you know, when I was 16, 15, probably 15, I didn't want to rewrite it. I don't want to rewrite stuff. And I've had that happen where, like, you write something and then it you know, doesn't save, it disappears, whatever. And you're just like, oh my gosh, what the crap am I going to do? So I didn't want to rewrite it. But it stuck with me. It stuck with me for a long time. So I started fooling around with it bit by bit, like last year. I started fooling around with it and writing a little bit here, writing a little bit there. I knew how it started. I knew how it ended. I knew it was a first-person story. The middle, I wasn't sure about. The middle is, you know, the bridge between that you build between the one piece of land to the next. I knew how it ended. I absolutely knew how it had ended. So I started, you know, slowly writing. And then I got fired from the job I had last October. And all of a sudden I had all this time. And I was looking for jobs. I applied to like 100, 120 jobs. And I was applying and stuff, but I was home all the time. It was just driving me crazy. And I don't, necessarily write. I write really weird. I'm a weird dude. I write with the TV on. I sit in my, in like this chair. I write on my laptop with the TV on. I'm odd. I've changed my patterns. Like, I adapt to whatever I need to, when it comes to a lot of things, but writing, is one of those. So I just adapted to how I live my life. I had all this time, and it was a scary thought. Is that, I'm gonna finish this book. I have the time. I have to finish this book. So bit by bit, I started chiseling away at it. And it was daunting and it was scary as heck. To be working on this, because this book has been above me, over me for decades. And finally, I got to the point and I finished it. And it started like I thought, ended mostly like I thought. Like, I changed some things. The middle surprises me. I like the book. I'm torn, because some days I just, I'm still too close to it. I finished it earlier this year and put it out in spring. So it still feels too raw, which is weird, but I do love it. I love this book. It's super dark, but it has a lot to say. I don't think it's cruel, because there are books that, are cruel. Shoot, Cujo is kind of a cruel book. Pet Sematary is a cruel book. They're great, and they, to tell those stories, they needed to be. But, it doesn't mean that they're not. But Thinner is a cruel book. Some books need that. But that wasn't this book. But, it was exactly what it needed to be, and it is what it needs to be. And I do love it. And it's a big son of a gun. I didn't expect how big it would be. And the fun thing, I love laying my books out, though. Between me laying it out and then putting it in a format, like, it drives me crazy, because everything shifts a million times, so my perfect ideas don't come together, ever. But I love doing the art for it. Like, I went, it was still winter, I took a bunch of photos, my wife took a bunch of photos, and I love doing all that. I love kind of creating both. I created a little trailer for it. I love being able to use all of my passions, all of my interests, in doing that, and kind of putting them all together. I think that's so much fun, and I think that's great that I'm able to do that. And I just, like I say, I love this book. It's a weird, mean little book, mean little big book. And I, a few people have kind of found it. I hope more people find it, because I think it's something. I love all my stuff. If I didn't, why the hell would I do it? I guess, but I think it's a fun book. I think it's a good book. I like these characters. I like what the book says. I think it has some surprises to it, and I like that it dips into other mythologies. So I've written about these towns, Munsterville, Scottstown, and Flatstone Falls for decades. Again, decades. There's weird little Michigan towns I made up, and I've written about them, and it has, this is about those towns. And it's about history. It's about history that is a part of my novel, A Shadow Over Ever. So it dips into that. It dips into the book I'm about to put out, about trees that are witches in the woods out there, in the O'Leary Woods, which is where a good chunk of this book happens. And so it touches on that. So I liked that I kind of got to give nods to other things I've written and connect them in ways. It's fun to me. I like that. I liked that I got to fill out some of the history for my novel, A Shadow Over Ever. I think that was fun. It was fun. Again, I don't know if anyone will ever see these books. I hope, it'd be great. I put a lot into them, and I think there's something there for folks. It's available on Kindle and as a softcover book. It's about $15-16, something like that. But I think it's worth your money, and I think it's worth your time. I think it's a heck of a book. I think you'll if you like darker fiction, I think you'll like it. And it's called Roadkill, and it's out now. So thank you for listening. That, you know, this has been Chris, Chris Ringler. My website is spookychris.com. You can, this is my, not sure, 25th, 26th, I don't know. It's episode whatever. So there's plenty of the episodes if you want to see what more of these sound like, if you're interested. I appreciate you listening. I wish you the best, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.